Welcome to the Read Aloud Library audiobooks.
Where Do Balloons Go? An Uplifting Mystery by Jamie Lee Curtis and illustrated by Laura Cornell. Where do balloons go when you let them go free? It can happen by accident. It's happened to me. Where do they go when they float far away? Do they ever catch cold and need somewhere to stay? Do they keep going up? Can they ever just stop? I'm sure that they're always concerned that they'll pop. Maybe caught up in wires, pushed by the breeze, poked by tall buildings, or tangled in trees. Are they always alone? Do they meet up in pairs? Do they ever get married and make balloon heirs? Do they ever write postcards, email, or fax? Do they ever just let down their strings and relax? Maybe they're better away from the smog, being twisted by clowns or chased by my dog. But floating so high without worries or cares, don't they miss birthdays, parties, and fairs? Where do balloons go? What's really up there? As far as I see, it's just sky and air. Do they tango with airplanes or cha-cha with birds? Can plain balloons read balloons printed with words? If one's loose in Norway and one in Tibet and one in Alaska and Massachusetts and one in Bolivia, England, and France, do they all meet up high for a big balloon dance? Do some go so far that they end up in space? Do they challenge the rockets to float them a race? And what if the leader gets close to the sun? We know rubber melts. That wouldn't be fun. Then does it get quiet? Do the stars give a shove and send it on high to that place up above? Does it float there forever, remembering me, and know that I'm happy that it's floating free? Where do balloons go? It's a mystery, I know. So just hold on tight till you have to let go. Where Do Balloons Go? An Uplifting Mystery by Jamie Lee Curtis and illustrated by Laura Cornell.